All right, we're getting to wrap it all up. A 37-year run. It's been a great one. Talked to a lot of people. Hopefully we left you informed and entertained. And joining me now is some special ladies in my life, my three daughters. Let's do youngest first. Let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee, and say good morning to Mandy. Mandy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning. I just want to say, Dad, congratulations on your retirement, and I'm looking forward to seeing you more in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, we're looking forward to trying to get you relocated back down here further south.
Well, it's been pretty chilly up here, so I'm not going to say I'm opposed to that right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, stay with me because we're going to be joined by your sisters. Let's go from Knoxville, Tennessee to Robertsdale, Alabama, and bring in Tammy. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, good morning.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to be retired, a retired dad, huh?
Yeah, what a journey. I think all this that we've heard has just been just a tip of the iceberg of a long career. So welcome to retirement. We're hoping to see what the next chapter brings.
What do you remember about the radio, me doing the radio show? Do you remember when I used to pack y'all up and we went and stayed in a motel on Friday nights when I was doing the show, flagshipping out of Baton Rouge? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Mandy, were you around then? I think you were.
I was. Yeah. And after after Cherie retired from doing the show, me and John, Brett, did it for you for a while there on Saturdays.
That's right. You were a producer for the show. You sure did. Tammy, you missed out on that. But Cherie is also was a co-host, and a lot of the listeners have heard us do the Daddy-Daughter Show. And Cherie joins us now all the way in Palco, Kansas. So we got Knoxville, Tennessee, Robertsdale, Alabama. Now we got Palco, Kansas. Cherie, Daddy-Daughter Radio is coming to an end. Kind of sad, huh?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that, but sad I'm not sure, because that means there's going to be a lot more daddy-daughter hunting going on. I was just talking about turkey season and expecting you here with Tammy and Mandy.
Well, I will be up there. I can promise you that. Non-residents, we have to apply for that lottery, but I think I'm going to get picked for it, and we'll come up there. And if not, we'll do the quail and the pheasant and enjoy up there in the metropolis of Palco, Kansas. And you did some producing of the show early on. You know, when you were a student at LSU, you used to come and do the call screening like Mandy and John did for me.
Yeah, as I was listening to John Foles, you know, offering you an opportunity to work for food, I myself have been there. Dinner on Friday nights at Schwab's before the radio show in the morning. And then I was thinking, Mandy said I retired and she took over. Man, I beat you a long ways ahead of retirement.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been fun doing a radio show with you, Cherie. And, you know, people comment on how well you do it, and they say, maybe she could take it over. I always tell me, you know, she can't afford the pay cut.
Yeah, engineering has been good to me, and it's afforded me an opportunity to do what we love, and that's Blake and I up here in Kansas with the dogs hunting and having you hunt with us and all those wonderful trips that we took around the country doing different things. You know, this show and that has just been a foundational part of my life, and that's what I was thinking of. You know, the real joy in all of this has not necessarily been specifically the work, but the opportunity to spend time together. And so this is not for me closing a chapter. This is just creating a chapter that allows us to do more of that, spend time together.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce one more person, and her name is Isabel. Isabel is a 15-year-old student, a trombone player in the band, and a tennis player at St. Michael's in Daphne, Alabama. And I think she's single. You didn't get married, did you, Isabel?
Not that I can recall.
Well, hopefully. If you did, you would recall. Listen, Isabel, you and I have been frogging. I know you love going out in that boat at night. We went fishing, and you did very well. I think you caught the biggest fish a couple of trips. And then we caught an awful lot of crawfish, and you were one of the stars of the Crabby Kids catching crabs on Bayou Wild TV. So now that I'm retired, which of those things do you want to do?
Probably fishing, because I just like the atmosphere way better. And crabbing, well, it was okay, but... Yeah, and frogging, I did not like that much.
Yeah, at night, I think, Cherie, you remember you were on that trip with the frogging, and Isabel was a little anxious to get back. Yeah. Well, you
yeah,
know,
that
you,
was a good time.
You know, Isabel, you, when you were just a kid, you were on this show. I don't know if you remember, but you came on the show and you were talking about all your pets, your dogs, your horses, and the birth dates of them. Now you're a chicken rancher. Tell us about your chicken operation, the egg operation up there in Alabama.
Well, I have 7 chickens, 2 flocks, 1 of 3, 1 of 4. So I have 2 Welsummers, 1 Barnvelder, 1 Black Giant, 2 Black Stars, and I have, what is that called? Oh, Light Brahma.
You got quite a what do you call that? You don't call it a kennel. I guess it's a hatchery. What do you call a group of chickens?
Flock hatchery, I guess.
A hatchery, yeah, I guess so. Well, eggs are really good, and we thank you for that. And thanks for coming on the show, and I'm going to be retired. In fact, I'm going to be over there tomorrow. I'll come see you tomorrow.
Nice. Can't wait to see you.
All right. That's Isabel, my 15-year-old granddaughter. And, we're going to wrap it up. Mandy in Knoxville, Tennessee, Tammy in Robertsdale, Cherie in Palco. I got lots of places to go, and we'll be seeing you, ladies.
Well, congratulations again.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks to all of you. Really appreciate it. That's my 3 daughters and granddaughter. All right, well, this is going to be it. Let's wrap it up. I had a recent birthday and made 75 and decided while I still got some gas in the tank, some ammo in the gun, it's time to do some smelling of the roses. And I hope you all will remember me as somebody who made a difference in promoting and protecting the fishing and hunting with a friendly, common sense, tell it like I see it voice in the early morning hours on Saturdays. And I hope to see you. And when you get out there, remember, I always say, if you're going hunting or fishing, do it with the ones you love and enjoy our great outdoors. Hope to run into you out there. And this is it. Signing off one last time. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Thanks to all of you, especially those who send in those texts. Sorry I couldn't get to them, but I read each and every one of them and really appreciate it. Also, thanks to Coleman Engineering, a very busy show today, and all the folks that called in and helped me along the way. And now headed for retirement. Thank you all so much and for being on this show and listening each and every week. Thank you.